The head of Australia's biggest superannuation fund says the newly elected Turnbull government needs to re-establish political stability to regain the confidence of the community. Ian Silk is the chief executive of Australian Super, which has $100 billion in super funds under management. He's worried about the makeup of the new parliament and warns the Prime Minister will find it challenging navigating a fragile Senate. And as he told our business editor Peter Ryan, Ian Silk believes chances of the government's proposed corporate tax cut being introduced are now remote, given the threat to Australia's AAA credit rating.
It's clearly going to be a very challenging exercise to navigate legislation through the Senate, in the newly composed Senate, but the opposition leader has indicated that the opposition is going to be as constructive as they possibly can, so that's a very good start.
After years of leadership instability under both Labor and Coalition, what sort of task does Malcolm Turnbull face in restoring stability?
I think that's probably the number one task, to establish some political stability and regain the confidence of the community in the political framework, because obviously the rise of the independents and the minor parties in the Senate to, I think, the highest level of the vote that that group has ever captured is reflective of a community that is seeking strong leadership and a clear direction for the country.
It seems budget repair is now the buzzword, given last week's warning from Standard & Poor's that Australia's AAA credit rating might be in jeopardy. So will the proposed corporate tax cuts for small business survive?
Well, the proposed company tax cut for small business of itself is not going to be a huge problem. I think the prospect of the company tax program ever being legislated is remote, and even if it was, I don't know there were too many people that thought a decade-long company tax program would actually be implemented without any changes over that period.
In terms of superannuation, and Australian Super now has more than $100 billion under management, how critical is maintaining that AAA rating?
The AAA rating is important to maintain, but I think we have to recognise that there is a global shift in downgrading the ratings for sovereign debt issuers. Standard & Poor's has already downgraded, I think it's 16 sovereign debt issuers ratings this year. So we're part of a global economy. The winds that are buffeting Australia at the moment are not just domestic winds.
Of course, there's a lot of focus on the AAA rating, but given a world where interest rates are already low, would a AAA downgrade be immediately significant?
It's not going to be a huge issue of itself. Most super funds are trying to deliver real returns. Even though returns this year are going to be typically low to mid single digits, that's still going to be appreciably higher than the inflation rate.
What's your view of the government's proposed superannuation reforms? Are they going to survive, given talk that there was a backlash in some Liberal and National Party seats during the election campaign over the cutting back of concessions?
I think you can divide the government's proposals in super into three areas. There's the top end, the $1.6 million changes. There's the low-income superannuation tax offset at the bottom end, which affects about 3.5 million people. And then there are the changes to the caps. The opposition is broadly supportive of the top end and the bottom end, so they should get through the parliament. And the Liberal Party itself, I think, is going to re-debate the exact structure of the changes to the caps, and I'd expect them to be modified a little before they're even introduced into the parliament.
Are those super reforms good or bad for your members, or something the budget, regardless of the government, could no longer sustain?
The changes to the top end, the $1.6 million cap, and the low-income superannuation tax offsets are unambiguously good measures for most Australians. There are some people who are affected at the top end, but they're a relatively small number. The two changes in combination are very positive changes, and that's reflected by the fact that they're broadly supported by the two major parties.
In terms of superannuation, there was a big clawback after the global financial crisis, but how damaging has Brexit been, Britain's decision to leave the European Union recently?
That has not been a huge issue for the financial year just concluded. As I said, most super funds are going to produce a return in a low to mid single digit range, and Brexit has been a very minor contributor to those modest returns.
In a world of record low interest rates, as we were mentioning, the Bank of England looks like cutting interest rates to near zero later this week in response to Brexit. How difficult does the direction of interest rates make life for funds like Australian Super?
We've had in recent years very strong investment returns and very strong returns that have been provided by super funds to their members. And that's on the back of strong investment markets, in particular equity markets. That has been at an unsustainably high level. Prior to the previous 3 years, produced double-digit returns in most super funds. That was always unsustainable. We're entering a more normal period, albeit a slightly volatile period.
So difficult times, not just for superannuation funds, but governments and central banks.
Challenging times all round, but the economic infrastructure broadly is such that we're confident that we'll be able to provide strong long-term returns for members.
Ian Silk is the Chief Executive of the Superannuation Fund Australia Super, speaking to our business editor Peter Ryan there.